in the budget that would appear to renege on our commitment and repudiate that language. The president stands by his commitment that general revenue sharing is not in any way a source, an alternative source. We don't propose it as an alternative source. We have made these budget cuts on the basis that there's quid pro quo for general revenue sharing. General revenue sharing is yours. You do what you want with it. You make your own local priority. We think that the non-funding decisions that have been made in the federal government stand on their own merits.
Right.
And so we stand on it. We don't think that a community action agency ought to be perpetuated in the way that they exist now. But we don't think you people in the states ought to throw your good money after it any more than we ought to throw better money at it.
Right.
And so that's the kind of
overall model city.
Same. Model cities is a matter of special revenue sharing. Model cities, we don't just zero fund, we say substitute special revenue sharing. And then if you all want to keep your model cities and do what they're doing in Philadelphia with your special revenue sharing money, that's your business. We think that it's a marginal program at best. But if that's the highest priority in your community, okay, you want to have money, you do what you want. Are we going to have a transition fund for special for model cities?
No.
That's what I don't think that's enough about. Now, the kind of thing that you run into, the other thing that Gertz had on his mind, for instance, was this public service employment.
Yeah.
That was a 2-year program. And we kept saying to them when they went into it 2 years ago, well, look, fellas, it's going to run out at the end of fiscal 73. So this just gets you over the hump. He said, I knew that going in. But he says, I'm not over the hump yet. He says, a lot of cities in the country are, but Detroit, Seattle, one or two places, we're still at 8%, 9%.
Right?
So he says, I still need it. I said, there's a couple of $100 million in that program that's never been spent. And he says, I hope that when the thing comes to an end, you'll look at that couple hundred million and say, we've still got 3 or 4 problem towns. And let us have that to keep our program going. Because otherwise, I'm going to jump.
Don't you have to say yes?
Yeah, I think you do. And I think we have the discretion under the statute to do that. That's one of the things that we're working on as we go in this conversation.
Yeah.
But how you can call that transition, I don't care what you call that. It's to help the mayor over the hard place till he gets manpower special revenue sharing.
How about governors?
They're hard places. Governor's hard places are highway trust funds, water pollution,
the trust fund.
Most of them want to keep it for roads.
But
a few of them, and we can't.
That's right.
We've got to open it up.
And
they're divided.
They're divided. They have an argument,
too. We just have to say, well, listen, honest members of the big church.
But that's it.
I think the people are with us on that approach.
I think so.
And most of the what you call enlightened governors are with us out there. Water pollution plan.
I don't like that inbound at all.
They would love to have that water pollution all over.
And
we just can't
do it.
We've got the money.
That's right.
That's one of the really good
news.
Well, plus which it's inflationary, plus which we don't think the money can be spent within the time limit. We've got a lot of reasons.
On that one, we just got to stand for
because it's a budget cost.
Yeah,
enormous proportion.
Right.
Now, I don't know what other specifics we're allowed to run into. Every governor's got his own thing. Rural governors are very tight about REA. Some of them are very tight about
it. We're got somewhat of a compromise.
Well, that's beginning to erode around the edges. Anchor Nelson wasn't able to deliver. We went back to him and we said, okay. And so then he went back to his committee and came back and said, well, I guess the fellows aren't really together. So Fairbanks is working at that. He's working with Anchor, but I don't think we got anything there right now.
So there's a lot
of what you were doing there,
trying to limit it for the need.
And to bring down on the, to bring down the rate of interest some, you know, the difference between the 2% and 5%.
Well, we were
at 5%,
well,
and we can get
for those in need, but not enough.
That's right, for the 20%. And but Anchor apparently is not not able to deliver what they're now after is an RAA bank.
They would let the money on the revolver.
But they should have stirred up.
Well, yeah, we're talking to them.
RAA is coming.
What about us coming?
I've got a whole catalog of veterans' complaints over there that I didn't bring over, and I had a chance to raise it, but I can't. Cat's got it all outlined. He's been talking to the primary governors today. Wes, Ben Williams, Jim Good, just here. And he's getting that psyched up to,
Ben Williams got the rock bar breaking.
I don't know where he's talking to them. I imagine rock bar program, but I don't know. Incidentally, as mentioned Reagan, Ann Armstrong, our vice president yesterday, had a link about the survey operation and supported the budget cuts and the heavy reliance on the turn it out. So the president had told him that he should not undertake anything that would time down when he had to be for special assignments. And
do you think that's agreeable?
I don't know she couldn't have what it's.
Well, the whole purpose of my talk with them is to get it over there, getting the hell off of this other thing.
All right. Just turn it down. So,
what you think?
What do you
call it? An idea.
Well, maybe you know.
Well, that conversation I had with him was like,
and the funniest idea.
I had
intervened, sank him on that other thing.
I had intervened to get her an appointment with him. He wouldn't see her first. And,
I don't know. It just wasn't seeing people, apparently. And so I had to call Art Summers and say this is a matter that the president considers to be of some importance. This is Armstrong, that message would have liked to. So, she got in.
Maybe he doesn't think it's a popular program.
Well, that might be.
The other point that he's got to realize is that at
present time, he's not visible. He's got to be able to go inside,
say something else.
How can you ask me about that last night?
So where's the vice president?
Where's the one who became the vice president?
Can we give him back the city of McCallum?
Back with my blessing. I don't think at this point that, I think it's in very good hands.
Relax. mean is, rather than saying, well, now, Kevin, we got this program, Kevin, you go somewhere. Can't do it, John. Doesn't have the graders, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
You know, Bill is so good. It's just as bad as Bill is, so on. So on. Terrific, terrific operator, that's not my hope. But I think, you know, let me put it this way, I really think you have to become a grader. On the domestic stuff, you know, it's a hell of a job. But just as you have to be the,
well, okay, let's,
Bob and I did talk about it some this morning. I think you can handle it so well, and I would guess for, I mean, not only from the individual side of the patients, but from the patients, but from the whole thing, my business strategy, a failure, what I'm going to do, whack, whack, whack. And also, let me say, here's a chance for you to, you know, direct the members of the domestic council.
Yeah.
I mean, good God, we've got a lot of guys over there. You've got to send them nothing over. I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
No,
oh, the captain,
for
yeah,
sure.
Oh, these captains,
yeah.
That, now, this is their job,
right?
I know they're right, I know they're
right.
But the wife, they're down
yeah,
the bus,
I guess.
They've got to start having a little lunches. I guess they're doing that.
Yes, they are. I've been around the edges of this,
but I better get into it and see just
why I'd like for you to really oversee it rather than to have just a little bit of tenants.
All right, let's see.
All right.
I mean, he worked with them on it, and I don't know how quite to figure this is one of those things.
Well,
but you have to fight.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of support out in the country. At least among our type of people. Business types and folks like I was.
That's what you have to say. That's what Bush said.
Yeah, they come up and they say, wow, don't give up now. And this is, you know,
greater than ever. Oh, well, go read at Harris School. And not just a good old,
oh, well.
Yeah.
So it's a left then.
Well, Harris does that. Basically, they have a little domestic matters.
One last thing. Bob had an OEO poll, ORC poll, they can remember this, in which one specific question was asked, the chairs did not ask. It says, if the choice between social programs and a tax increase, which you support, is 7.5 against.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's against the tax increase.
Hell yes.
Sure.
Yeah. I would like my Spanish stuff to get out of it. If you would mention that to Bob, and see that that particular poll would make the ORC Christian, and it mails them to these government funds.
Certainly,
yeah.
They're only effective for that, they're effective in mail, John.
And then, of course, my little persuasion.
Okay.
So you can raise your note now. We're doing everything we can from a social basis. I mean,
yeah.
We're having it. We're having it. Church to every Republican and Senate to House members and Senate members and a great number of Democrats.
But
and it'll be wrong.
I don't know what
more we can do.
That's fine.
In fact, we're over doing it.
Well, we'll get together and set a strategy.
Good luck.
Okay.
I'm going to use your phone by name just to
chair
the
way.
Yeah.
You want to get a car?
No, I'm going to get a car for you.
No, I'm
just on my way to the hill.
Let Tom know.
See if I can see Scott after this appointment.
I will,
yeah.
Okay.
We're off.
The train was a friendly to the
house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
very friendly to
the press. We're a little grainy, but
they got
holiday
ditching about social programs, you know,
push program.
And the big, lot of questions about A&R Field.
Got that
airport. And then I had this thing with Mark last night. I with Chairman Lord, a lot of the same thing. And I got a fair number of questions about that, a lot of questions about Mr. Peterson, interestingly enough, where he's in the bad meetings.
They would read that.
A certain amount of stuff about the press relations and that kind of thing. A lot of interest in energy.
Well,
questions about, you know, the fuel tax and trading.
See, the names you talked about, there are the people that need to call on us.
Yeah.
A little bit above the average.
Yeah.
They're not, but they ought to be. But there's the aid that aren't getting out of our attention. It's the name of the parochial attitude, which is totally predictable. That's the way it was 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Any attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Now, exactly the same damn thing on the program right now.
Well, and the thing I said to him was, look, don't get trapped in the thing. thinking it's an either-or proposition. We're talking about a quarter of a trillion dollar budget. We can do everything that's right to do, provided we're smart enough